Chapter 3. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Matthew 5:4. My favorite author, Herman Melville, once wrote, "Not till we know that one grief outweighs 10,000 joys will we become what Christianity is striving to make us." I don't know what Melville was thinking when he wrote those words. Perhaps he was remembering those words in the wisdom literature that it is better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting, because the heart of fools is in the house of mirth, Ecclesiastes 7:2-4. Or perhaps he was thinking of this beatitude. Since the Beatitudes are pronounced in such a terse form, their full impact and the depth of their implications are not always immediately clear to us. Much has been written about this second beatitude. Some see it as merely a promise of comfort to those who experience grief. Others see a more spiritual dimension to it, specifically a sense of grief or mourning over one's sin. It's wise not to restrict its meaning to either of those possibilities, because there are different kinds of mourning referred to in Scripture. Obviously, there is that mourning that comes with the loss of a loved one. There is also that mourning of regret for what one has done, whereby, when the Holy Spirit convicts us of our sin, we are profoundly saddened and moved to sorrow for having offended God. But there is still another kind of mourning that is more broad in its application, a mourning brought upon people who suffer the pains of persecution. Jesus talked about suffering that comes as a direct result of being identified with Him. The children of God are children of mourning. In this we are like our Master. Jesus was called a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, Isaiah 53:3. He mourned the loss of loved ones, as he did at Lazarus' death,